3 days before she received her discharge, Air Force pilot Kelly Flynn pleaded for a chance to redeem herself. Flynn's resignation letter to the Secretary of the Air Force was released today. The letter is highly emotional. In it, the First Lieutenant blames her downfall on her former lover, whom she now describes as detestable. Flynn wrote, "Deep in my heart, I believe that no punishment the Air Force renders will ever compare to the public humiliation I have suffered." Flynn accepted less than an honorable discharge yesterday to avoid a court-martial for charges that she committed adultery, fraternized with an enlisted man, lied, and disobeyed orders. Flynn's case has focused attention on personal relationships within the military, and as NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, it has raised questions about exactly what the rules of conduct are.
When members of Congress criticized the Air Force in the way it handled Lieutenant Flynn's case, they zeroed in on one thing: her admitted adulterous affair with the husband of an enlisted woman. Critics said any young woman could make that kind of mistake, but the Air Force has insisted that other charges were more serious: lying and fraternization. Flynn also allegedly had a sexual relationship with an enlisted man. Lindsey Graham, a former Air Force prosecutor and defense attorney, said recently Congress is wrong to condone this kind of behavior. Graham, who's now a Republican congressman from South Carolina, says Flynn got the right treatment.
It has been my experience from the time I've been associated with the Air Force that conduct of this nature traditionally results in severe action. So I do not believe that my colleagues who have criticized the Air Force have an understanding of the fraternization rules. They are clear, they are distinct, and they are necessary.
Loosely defined, fraternization is an improper relationship between an officer and an enlisted person. According to Bruce Smith, the general counsel at the Iowa National Guard, the point is to eliminate favoritism in the military. To illustrate, Smith says, consider what might happen if a female platoon leader in the Army is having a personal relationship with a sergeant.
That platoon finds itself in a combat environment, and the commander must make a choice of what soldiers to send into the teeth of a machine gun nest, an enemy machine gun nest. Well, isn't it human nature that the commander might be reluctant to send her lover into harm's way, and then she might make preferential decisions in favor of him and perhaps against the other members of the platoon?
He says that could be disastrous to military morale and discipline. But David Siegel, an expert on military organization at the University of Maryland, says what looks simple on paper is anything but. He says the rules vary from service to service. For example, no intimate relationships between an officer and an enlisted person are allowed in the Marines, but in the Army, they may be okay.
So an Army lieutenant, for example, male, who dates a Marine Corps female lance corporal is not violating Army regulations, but the Marine corporal is violating Marine Corps regulations for dating an Army officer.
In the case of Kelly Flynn, her alleged relationship with a senior airman clearly violated Air Force rules, but military lawyers say it may not have been an offense in the Army if there were no adverse impact on military order. The military says their rules about fraternization are not aimed at dating relationships. In fact, most fraternization occurs between men. When an officer and an enlisted man become drinking buddies, it could raise a suspicion, for example, that the enlisted man may have received an undeserved promotion. But Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, says the Kelly Flynn case shows the rules are archaic and haven't been flexible enough as more women have joined the ranks.
And the fraternization laws were put in place many years ago when there were not women in the military. So clearly they're outdated and need to be brought up to modern-day standards.
She says the military also picks and chooses its fraternization cases. She says men routinely get a slap on the wrist, but Flynn lost her career. The military denies that, and the numbers suggest women are treated equally in sex-related cases. Still, Maloney recently introduced a bill to review the entire military justice system, including the rules on fraternization. I'm Barbara Bradley in Washington.